Good day. This is Paige Estrotori at Financial Services Online, and here's your daily financial services news wrap dated Sunday, May 25th, 2025. First, in the boardrooms, we have exciting news. Rest Superannuation is welcoming a new face at the top. Former CEO of Qantas Super, Michael Clancy, is stepping in as Chief Investment Officer, replacing Andrew Lil from August 11. Commended for his impressive track record and leadership capabilities, Clancy will be taking charge of REST's substantial 140-member investment team and managing a robust $93 billion in assets. This appointment comes at a crucial time as REST Super continues to enhance its strategic vision to benefit over 2 million members. Transitioning from internal updates to broader industry developments, the wealth management arena in Australia is in dire need of a makeover. Or so says Arnie Selvaraja of the Bell Financial Group. The problem: a soaring majority of Australians are reliant on pensions, putting added pressure on an already strained pension system. Experts argue that now is the time to leverage technology and personalized financial services to promote financial independence amongst retirees, effectively curbing the burden on our pension programs. In regulatory updates, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has extended its performance test remit, which will now review managed accounts, including separately managed accounts, in the Your Future, Your Super performance reviews. In this context, trustees of superannuation entities must ensure that all offerings align with the best financial interests of their members, maintaining the financial stability of our superannuation system. Lastly, onto the international economic landscape. Financial markets around the globe are treading with caution following the new U.S. tax legislation, apprehensive of the potential swelling deficit. Our own ASX 200 index showed a minimal dip of 0.4% as global volatility caused fluctuation in major markets from Europe to Asia. As the world adapts to this new fiscal reality, we can expect to see considerable impact over the course of next year. That's it for today. Join us again for your next dose of vital information from Australia's financial sector. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, wishing you a financially wise week ahead.